in the military. Radio.
It's time for the percolator. 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 Percolator.
Tonight, we are talking about transgenders in sports.
Yes.
Is it fair? All kind of news reports, JV, all kind of, gosh, I've seen like 4 or 5 YouTube videos.
They're mad.
Sportcasters, they're mad. They're upset. Parents are mad. Then you got the whole transgender community. They're mad. They have their views. Guys, we are going to jump right into this topic. My Facebook Live is on fire. We do have some callers in. We just want to make sure you guys are respectful. I mean, that's the name of the game, is respect. If you have someone that's transgender and that is going to call in, you've got to be respectful, I think. We actually be respectful on this show. Just one word. Okay, great. Yeah. So I've got so many people in here. Ed Farley, how are you? Let me go straight to the lines, JV, while you talk to the people on your live. We're talking about transgenders in sports. JV, I mean, this is huge. And I've got I got to find these two black young African-American men or women. Oh, God, they don't kill me. I'm not really sure. Brian Harris, how are you? Love it and kiss it. Let's bring our first caller in to the show with the last four digits of 5516. Caller, you're on with Connect the City. May we have your name?
Good evening, Millie, JV. This is Ed Farley. How are you?
Hey,
Ed Farley. How are you, sir?
Wonderful. It's been a while. Sorry I haven't been on the show. Been doing some traveling and planning for the wedding and everything. But I'm here to support you today.
Connect the City wants their invite.
Yes.
Look, guys, if you want to call in and you want to remain anonymous, that's okay. This is going to be a hot topic. Discretion. We have discretion. We promise. The number is 929-477-3886. The topic is transgenders in the military. Because he said something about the military. I got it confused. In sports, is it fair? I think we really want to mainly focus on not the men per se becoming women in sports, because that's what we're focusing on tonight, Davey and I, are the women who the men who become women.
Right.
And I've seen several track races at this point, because they're in all sports, the transgender community in all sports, but I have seen where there's been a blowout happening. And the blowout in the 100-yard dash and the 200 and things of that nature. And these videos have gone viral, and this is what people have gotten upset about. Mr. Farley, what we want to know is, before we jump into the topic, because I want to give people a chance to call in anonymously if they'd like, what did you think when you first saw this topic, and what are your views?
Well, what I thought about the topic was that I personally think that it is unfair. I understand the thing of, you know, men want to be women, women want to be men or whatever. But on a personal note, until you can change your DNA, your structure, you still are what you are. So it's kind of hard to say you're going to compete. And I can't really say, because I'm not a doctor, I haven't done the research on it, but they say that men are generally stronger. Just in general, because of their genetic makeup. So even if you're changing your outward appearance to be a woman and you're still a man, genetically you're still a man. So it's an unfair advantage.
Right. So perhaps there's no issue that we feel like that brings up more anger than the idea of transgender women competing in athletics. Okay, so this was evident again when a female transgender CrossFit athlete was told in writing by CrossFit governing body that she cannot compete as a woman. She is in turn filing a lawsuit, JV. However, the most disturbing part of this incident is the offensive and ignorant language used by CrossFit in their letter of explanation. We can read that for you right now, JV. JV, you wanna talk with the people about what they read? Because you don't have to be ignorant now, do you, JV? You just...
Well, it seems like they were kind enough to note that transgender women are welcome to compete, so as long as they do it in a division in which they have no hope of being competitive. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Oh, wow. Had to stop
you
in the
track. But you mean not win. All right. Transgendered athletes will be welcomed with open arms in this community, but what we will not waver from is our commitment to ensure the fairness of the competition.
Right. What did the letter say, JV?
So we have simply ruled that based upon being born as a male, she will need to compete in the men's division.
Mm-hmm.
The fundamental ineluctable fact is that a male competitor who has a sex reassignment procedure still has a genetic makeup that confers physical and physiological advantage over women. Our decision has nothing to do with ignorance or being bigot. It has to do with the very real understanding of the human
genome
of fundamental biology that you are either intentionally ignoring or missed in high school.
Well,
so that was the
That's fire, JD.
And I guess her name is Chloe.
Her name is Chloe, but here's the thing. If you have to say we're not being bigot, you're being a bigot. guys, I know you're asking for the number. The number is 929-477-3886. Call in. Give your views. Is it fair? Now, I just saw, I wish I still have it on the video, two young ladies that were men, and they're twins, I believe. They're African-American. It's a blowout. I saw another video where it's a blowout. Of course it is.
I mean, think of it. The men's muscular system.
Right, but they have a story about that too,
they
JD.
They have testosterone hormone that women don't have. So all these things contribute to their needing to compete against other men.
Well, in 2004, the International Olympic Committee, IOC, settled this issue of transgender athletes in, when they released the rules for them to compete. The IOC rules boiled down to three basic points. And this is in 2004, JV. I just found out about transgender people, but okay, I digress. guys, again, the number is 929-477-3886. I know you guys are calling in. We have another caller in. Let me give you the points right after I bring this caller in. Hey, caller, you're on with Connect the City. May we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Timothy.
Hey, Timothy, how are you? Long time no hear, sir.
Yeah, this is a very interesting topic you have on tonight. And I just thought I'd just call in and weigh in on it.
All right. Can you give us a moment? We want to read the rules from the International Olympic Committee. So here are the three rules that they said, and this is back in 2004, Timothy and Mr. Farley. They must have a gender reassignment surgery. They must have legal recognition of their assigned gender. They must have at least 2 years of hormone therapy. But so how does that even work? Because given these conditions, the IOC does not consider being transgender an unfair advantage. The IOC did, however, consider drinking too much coffee an unfair competitive advantage for nearly 20 years. So I guess they're digressing on that. What the hell is going to have to do with transgender?
Drinking coffee.
Right, but my whole thing is if they have the surgery but they still have their muscular, see, and there's the biggest thing. I've got to know what everybody thinks.
Maybe they're thinking when they start taking the female hormone, they're going to naturally become weak or weaker.
That's absolutely correct there, Mrs. JV. I read the article the other day, and that's exactly what the article says. Taking the hormones, if they take the hormones that they're supposed to take, and I don't believe that them guys that go female are taking the hormones to make them become female. But if you take the hormones, it's supposed to weaken your muscle mass. And for the women that turn to men, those hormones are supposed to give them muscle mass.
Okay.
But
gotcha.
Most people aren't really doing from what I read, they're not really taking the medication like they're supposed to.
Okay.
And the women, that are becoming women, they're doing it for the money. They want to participate in these activities.
We don't know if they're actually taking
it. Exactly. So what you're saying is if they're going to take the women's hormones, then they need to be tested to to make sure that they are of the same makeup as women.
And
if
the
you can do that,
right? Okay.
Yeah, and test the what the hormones in the body.
You said they decrease.
That's absolutely correct, ma'am. That's absolutely correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that needs to be in place before men who are transgenders get to compete again against women. They need to go through a whole testing process.
Yeah, but at what age do they do that?
As soon as you do the change, you're supposed to start taking the hormones. Even that lady
right.
that wanted her 14-year-old son to become a man, they have to take certain hormones in order for their body to adjust what they're trying to do.
Gotcha. Okay. So you just can't say you're transgender and think that you're going to compete. You have to prove that you've gone through all the things that's going to take in order for you to be able to say that you are a woman now and not still a man. I want to read what the conclusions were from the consulting medical expert. Is that okay with you, sir? Are you finished?
Oh, yeah. I just have one more point to make.
Okay.
Down here in the farm, I give my sheep growth hormones, and sometimes them male sheep and the female sheep, you can't tell which is which, but they be humping each other.
Okay, great. Go ahead, JD. What were you saying?
Okay. Thank you, sir. We appreciate that information, and we will keep that on file. So I'm going to read the conclusion that the consulting medical experts came up with. It is also important to know that any strength and endurance advantages a transgender woman has that I can't finish reading.
So sorry.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to start this over again, guys. It went blank for a second.
Okay.
It is also important to know that any strength and endurance advantages a transgender woman arguably may have as a result of her prior testosterone levels dissipate after about 1 year of estrogen or testosterone suppression therapy.
Mm.
Okay, same thing you were saying. According to medical experts on this issue, the assumption that a transgender woman competing on a women's team would have a competitive advantage outside the range of performance and competitive advantage or disadvantage that already exists among female athletes is not supported by evidence.
But this 2004, but have you seen?
Here.
Well, of course they did, but have you seen the women that I saw? I saw the women compete. We have another caller with the last four digits of 6425. You're on with Connect the City. May we have your name?
Hey, how you doing? This is Mr. Ciroc Berry.
Mr. Ciroc Berry, how
we,
are
we
you?
We still ain't getting no sleep. Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying. We haven't got
well,
any taste left.
I see you still around with your Berry and Ciroc.
I have to make it my point to bring you ladies a bottle, so I'll make sure I do that.
Yes. I mean, you just being
me. Throw in some extra berries.
Some extra berries.
Oh, okay. Extra berries, I'll do that.
Extra berries, so we can enjoy the berries.
Yes.
Okay, let's get off of that. That's great. Mr. Ciroc Berry, we know that's not your name, but what do you think, maybe just about some things, In the basement, if you're not putting yourself on mute and silence your radio, silence your TV. Okay, I can do it, but I was just trying to give you a chance. Okay, can you hear me? Yeah, we can hear you now. Okay, what are your thoughts? We're on Facebook Live, what are your thoughts about this? So my thoughts
from the beginning, and this was even before the sports got into it, but once I started looking at a few female transgenders playing, I seen them wrestle. That's what caught my attention was from a few ladies that I've actually watched wrestle. And I understand we have a lot of medical, and I'm going to say, for the lack of better words, scientific data. It's hard for me to believe that these transgenders does not have a edge as far as strength and conditioning, because I just look at a man. If I've been working out for all of my 10, maybe 15 years of adulthood, I'm not going to even count my childhood, but just the workout, the ethnic, my body structure, all of that good stuff. If I do all of that for X amount of years, and then become a female. I don't know how just by taking these hormones you lose that. I understand you might get a little weaker, and that just might be that
right.
might be a scientific fact that you get a little weaker. But it will take a lot for me to understand, and I would need more than a handful of examples. We would need a couple thousand examples to show if a person worked out religiously for 12 years of his adult life, then
mm-hmm.
became a trainer. How did that impact a competitive person in sport? Because you have to just be genetically stronger in every other aspect because you've been doing it so long. It's muscle memory. And I don't think they give that enough credit. That muscle memory don't go away because you're taking hormones.
Exactly. Right. But most measures of physical strength minimize muscle mass decreases, bone density decreases, and they become fairly comparable to women in their musculature. After as much time as it passed, in this lady's case, if we're talking about Chloe, if tested, she would probably end up in the same muscle mass category as her biological woman female counterpart. And I'm going to be honest with you, JD, and the people on this line, I have a hard time believing that. But I'm not transgender. I'm not going through it, so I don't know.
Should we also take into consideration the fact that if they were already competing in these type of races or whatever. Well, I'm just saying they didn't just become a woman and decide to start competing. Were they not competing before?
Mm.
And so the level of preparation and competition from a man's side is going to be totally different from, you know what I mean? So even the training is a lot more rigorous, I would think, for men than it is a lot of times for women. Would that not be the case?
Oh, good point.
That's a great point. And like, to piggyback off of her point, again, when you're looking at the repetitive nature, whether you're lifting weights, whether you're sprinting, whatever it is you might be doing, you might lose the mass. You might lose the density. But I don't see how you lose all of your strength. I don't see that because that's a dramatic. I mean, when I'm looking at it from just a health standpoint. I mean, that sounds like somebody being in a hospital because if I'm losing all that strength, I mean, I'm comparing myself, me, myself, I'm 200 pounds. So if I'm 200 pounds and I'm able to bench press 400 pounds, and then you're telling me after 2 years, I'm now physically fit to compare myself to a woman with my same body structure. The average woman can't bench 400 pounds if this isn't something that she was practicing doing for a lot of time.
Exactly.
Well, back in 2004, what they're saying is in professional sports, any tiny advantage translates into the difference between a win and a loss. So being a transgender woman translates into a substantial competitive advantage, you would expect to see them constantly, consistently dominating at the top levels of their sport. In fact, we see the opposite. Professional female transgender athletes are exceedingly rare. And unfortunately, shut your radio down or your window out. That's not the truth right now. They are now starting to dominate in sports. What do you have to say about it now? So there's, I mean, what do we do about that? Mr. Farley, what are your thoughts?
They're kind of in the middle.
They're kind of right.
They can't win the men, and they're
tearing
up.
Exactly. So what do we do? It's unfair. Mr. Farley, your thoughts?
Well, I'm kind of a little confused, and maybe somebody can help me on this. If they're sitting there telling you that the women, or you have to take these drugs as far as the women becoming men, isn't that considered performance enhancement?
Oh, yes. I did not think
about it yet. Right, which is illegal. I mean, I could be wrong, or maybe I'm missing something, but that's what I consider. And I agree with the gentleman that just spoke. You know, you can't, your body structure is your body structure genetically.
Right.
Now, if they're sitting there saying, oh, you have to take these drugs to weaken something, are they now also saying that they're changing your DNA? Your DNA is still your DNA, period.
Yeah, you can't change
but
DNA,
you can't change that. You can't alter it. So if you're genetically a strong person, how do you weaken that? By, you know, unless you just become completely ill. I don't see the correlation between them, but maybe somebody can help me out on that.
Let me jump in real quick, if you don't mind.
Hold on one second. JD was speaking, and we'll get to you, Jennifer.
Well, according to this, there's a testosterone-reducing drug that they give the women, the transgender. So that's what's supposed to make them like a woman. The woman hormones, and then they're taking the testosterone-reducing drug as well.
Timothy, you were speaking, sir. We apologize.
That's what I was getting ready to tell her or tell him. That's exactly what the purpose of it is. And if you are a man going to a woman, it's supposed to reduce your muscle mass. And if you go in the opposite direction, it's supposed to increase your muscle mass, because women are not supposed to be as muscular as men. And men, I think this whole thing is just crazy as hell.
To go back to what I was just saying, and this is, you know, and I hear the gentleman, and I apologize, I didn't catch your name, so no disrespect intended, but I heard when you said it will decrease your muscle mass. And I've never played professional sports, but I play collegiately, and muscle mass has nothing to do with muscle strength or your natural strength. So I can lose the distance, and I can lose the way I look, but if I'm physically strong as a man, how does a pill, or how does this stuff that we're discussing decrease that? Because to what the other gentleman said, it's your DNA. You know, I'm a man, and then I have that. Then another thing that men have different than women in certain attributes. If I was playing hockey, for instance, there's certain instincts that I have. Men and women think differently on a competitive level and non-competitive. So you can't take my mental from me. You can't take some of the agility things that I have, because I just have that naturally. So and then again, I think the young lady said it best. If I've been competing on a high school or collegiate level and I've been in my okay, and then I go do the same thing against women, I would think I would dominate, because I've already went against some of the best from a man's perspective on my life.
Yes. And your training is probably a little more rigorous, because your endurance is going to be different.
A lot more rigorous.
Your endurance is going to be more than a woman's, for the most part. Yeah.
So we can go to break after this, JV, but didn't you say?
I think that real quick, too, and I think the races are different, too, aren't they? Like, don't the men go a little farther than the women?
Oh, do they? I think they do.
I don't think so. I think in racing is all the same, because it's by the yard.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all the same. I think the rules are different. The rules are different in like basketballs. I think I'm not sure about wrestling, but I know basketball, you have some slight difference in the 3-point line extension, things of that sort. I think the court is a little smaller. But I know track is just track, you know, because it just goes by the distance.
I think it's different. And the only reason I wish I had my son here to ask, but I know that even in
the baton passing race, I'm trying to think of the relays.
But what about
the men go farther than the women? I don't think
farther, but isn't it something different? Like if I run in football, I suppose, if I run a 4.5, guys, I apologize if I'm incorrect. If I run a 4.5, a woman can't really run a 4.5 in that speed. I don't know. I think you're right, JD.
I think the
distance, because, I've never ran track, but I really believe, because when all the Olympic and things I've watched, it's always by the yardage. I don't see how that can be shorter. So if it's a 100-meter dash, it's a 100-meter dash, but it's a male or female.
I just looked it up, and you're 100% correct, sir. It's all by the distance. It's the same for men and women. For the 100 meter, 200 meter, a yard. It's a yard. That doesn't change.
It doesn't.
Other things in sports do change.
But I think it's okay. So anyway, JD,
we'll look that up, because I think there is a difference.
I think the yard is the yard, but I think it's.
I think the meters are different for the women and
the
men.
Women,
I think the men go a little further in some of their races than the women.
Not all, but maybe some.
It's some, yeah.
Maybe some.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We have to look. We have to make sure we look at that. So you were saying, JV, and then we need to go to break because we've got tickets to give away to the Giz, the Go-Go Musical, and also the Summer Soul Fun Festival. Go ahead, JV.
So real quick, there is no national policy governing transgender participation in high school sports. Connecticut is one of 17 states, plus the District of Columbia, that do not require medical or legal intervention.
Mm.
9 require birth certificate modification and or medical intervention in the form of surgery.
Mm.
5 have no policy. The remaining 19 states enact various other policies. So in 8 states, high school associations determine eligibility for transgender students either through a ruling by an executive director or through a committee and hearing office.
Oh, wow.
And one state, North Dakota, only provides guidance on hormone replacement therapy but outlines no process to determine eligibility under that guidance.
Mm,
so I'm just thinking, for the most part, that's going to be changing. I'm pretty sure
Ms.
all
JV,
of what's going on now is going to make that change.
Ms. JV, can I ask you a question, Ms. JV?
Sure.
My question is this. You have a son, and he's competing in a race, but he's running against a transgender.
Mm-hmm.
That's because of the hormones and everything else they're taking. There used to be a woman that's a man, and the man wins against your son. How would you feel?
That's a real tough one.
I'm sitting here thinking, blaming at me.
And you know what? What's really sad? What's your name again, sir?
Tim.
All I can say is that we're living in different times now, and things that really would have upset us and we just could not accept and deal with is something that we're having to accept now. So I would feel some kind of way, but at the end of the day, times are changing. They just are.
Well, we're going to go to break on that. We will come back, and the next people who call in, we will be giving away tickets to the Giz. Am I saying it right now?
Giz.
Giz.
Like Go-Go Giz.
Giz.
Yeah.
Go-Go
Giz.
And the Summer Soul Funk Festival, guys. You're on
the Yay!
We'll be back in a moment.
DMV, are you ready for the hottest event of the summer? Don't miss the Summer Soul Funk Festival. That's right. It's going down on Saturday, August 25th, and tickets are available right now. Don't miss Zap, Heatwave, Slave, P-Funk Connection, Cameos, Charlie Singleton, and more. Your girl Asia will be there, too. Don't miss it. The hottest acts on the planet, the hottest DJs on the planet. It's going down at the Summer Soul Funk Festival. Tickets are selling out fast, so join us at the Regency Furniture Stadium at 11765 St. Linus Drive in Waldorf, Maryland. Saturday, August 25th. Get your tickets right now by logging on to 2018SSFFEventbrite.com. Again, that's 2018SSFF.eventbrite.com. Or call 202-270-8434 for more details. Don't miss the best event of the summer. It's the 2018 Summer Soul Funk Festival, August 25th. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
Hey, Connect the City family. This is Millie in the City, and I'm your hostess with the mostest. We're back on Connect the City.
With J.B. Jones, the co-host with the most.
I like it, finally. The co-host with the most is the way you said it.
Yes.
Very sexy. Okay. Guys, we are back. We are talking about transgenders in sports. Is it fair? We have a lot of people on this line tonight. Everybody that has given really good viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
JD, you made some good viewpoints. We do have to read, you know, some of the articles and the research that we have found out. I guess my question is, Timothy, or Tim, if you will, asked you, would you be mad? I want to answer. I think I would be mad. because a lot of the other, because now you're taking something away from my son. Now he's like feeling like this heifer beat me. Not heifer, but you know what I mean. And I'm not the only one. Parents right now are livid. They're talking about it on the newscast. Whoever will listen, they're coming in groups. They're doing rallies, all kinds of things. Is it fair? And so
this is what I think. I think that is very, very unfair. But I'm just going to flip the script for a minute. Mrs. Mildred in the City, you have a son.
Miss who? Million City?
You have a,
oh, thank you.
You have a son that's competing, and he has no money to go to college, and this is his chance to go to college. And you got this person over here that has a sex change because they had to have money to do it because it ain't free. They could pay for college. And then he wins that race. She, it, whatever, wins that race, and your son loses that opportunity. That is not fair.
No, it is not fair, sir, and I see you've been doing your research because I literally saw the same thing in an article where parents were, in fact, talking about scholarship opportunities. This is something that, you know, their child has been working through all their life as far as in the professional field of sports, and they have a chance. They have a good chance, and then all of a sudden comes along
a transgender
person,
and take the scholarship
and take the and run with it. And it's just such a difficult. There's no right answer, right? It's unfair, but then what do you do with the transgenders who want to compete in sports?
How about
it's unfair
up with
to
the
them?
Transgender race, and all the transgenders can have their own race. Sort of like the Special Olympics.
I thought about the Special Olympics. Thank you, Jay-Z. I thought about it in my mind. I'm glad we're on the same page, although we're two totally different people. But this, is that discrimination?
Well, they started it.
Oh, the comments made by J.B. Jones, the real J.B. Jones, are not the ones made by Millie in the City, Connect the City, or any of its affiliates.
I mean, you have to realize.
Oh, did you say
you're
they started
starting a whole new gender? The census says male or female. Are we now going to have a transgender box?
Oh, Jesus, J.B., you're kind of going into, we have to have another show.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
That box is called other.
Oh.
He said other.
So there should be a other race.
Oh, J.B.
Mm-hmm.
The LBGT community, the transgender community, are going to kick our behinds on this one.
No, because I'm serious, though.
No, I'm sorry. I thought about that, too, but it's
like, if you want to start a whole new category.
Of gender.
I mean, that's what you're forcing us to have to do.
Is it discrimination, J.B.? We're going through on a whole other topic. Is it discrimination?
How is it discrimination when you're not doing, or you're not portraying the person that
but
you
they
want.
Want to compete against their
gender, so you got people that are competing that were born their race.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
Somebody that's going to try to become another gender and then get mad because you
Miss Jones, JV, it's not another race because the race
is not another gender.
It's not another gender because you're going from one gender to another gender. So it's not another gender. It's an existing gender that you want to switch to.
No, you're true.
You
have both genders in you.
You have it in you.
Oh,
you still have a male DNA in your that chromosome.
JV, let me ask you this. What are they saying on your on your Facebook Live?
Do you still have that male chromosome?
You still had a male chromosome, but supposedly, and I'm not a PhD, it's supposed to change it. It's like genetically altering who you are. You're being genetically altered. It's like out down here where I live at, down in the country, we give out sheep hormones, growth.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see a difference in them.
Okay, so we thank you for that. JV, can we defer to your Facebook Live? What are the people saying? Oh, it's funny you can't say it?
They said, there you go. I don't think it's discrimination. It's another league. So they're creating, like I said, they're creating a whole nother gender. And your gender is part this and part that.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't think about that. Oh, right, because you're still, no matter what you, okay, so what you're saying, Jay, is I'm a woman. I know I'm a woman. And if I want to change to be a man, at the end of the day, you think I'm both? No matter what I say,
because
genetically I'm both.
You're using hormones of a man
to make it not be
okay, but you still have a female chromosome in DNA.
Am I
right, guys? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm okay with being corrected, but am I right? It's like you can never get rid of that male. I don't think you can.
So it's like a dog. It's like two dogs in different species. They mate. They become a mutt. So what you're saying is that
like,
if you have it,
you're not calling them much. You get nothing in trouble.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. But I do say they get to have a third box.
They get to have a third box. So what we want to
they're like mutt people.
Well, some people do say, "Look, I'm a mutt because I've got so many different ethnicities inside me." But we're talking, guys. We're on Facebook Live where this is being filmed and everything. We're talking about transgenders in sports, especially for the women, the men who turn to women, is it fair? But we also have the Giz tickets to give away, JD, don't we?
Yes,
we
do.
Also have
how
the,
are we going to give those tickets away?
Well, we just do the next caller for 929-477-3886. Call in. We will give you a pair of tickets to say it, because I don't do it
the
right.
Giz.
You ain't gotta
that
say
is the go-go version of the
go,
Wiz.
Go.
MGM National
go,
Hall.
Go.
Say that again.
What's go-go?
Go-go is, I would say, home to the DMV, Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
area.
Yep.
Born and pretty much bred here for the most part.
Yep.
Is it making some traction to other parts of the United States? I would say so. And the group that is a go-go group that has made, you know, mainstream is EU. They doing the butt.
Doing the butt.
So that's kind of their version of the go-go, you know, bringing go-go
like
to mainstream.
Congos,
yeah,
drums,
everything.
Go-go,
it's
like a rhythmic beat.
It's just like going back home.
Going back home. I absolutely love it. Call in 929-477-3886. We'll give these tickets away to you guys. It's going to be a phenomenal,
yes,
phenomenal play. We're giving the tickets away to the 2018
Summer Soul Festival.
Who is on this show, JB?
Got it on the shirt. See it.
You see your shirt? You got to see your shirt. Hold on, guys. See your shirt. Send it out.
Summer Soul Funk Festival.
Yeah, see it. Who's going to be there, JB?
So a little birdie told me that Zapp is going to be there, Heat Wave, Blade, Cameo's Charlie Singleton, P-Funk Connection, Miss Omega.
Love you, baby.
I got a surprise, too.
You got a surprise?
DJ Mello T.
Yay! He's a mellow slide.
I guess.
Oh, I can't wait. We also have saxophonist Phil French.
Yes.
The way he plays that saxophone is quite sexy.
Mm-hmm.
We love
yes, it. Yes,
it is. We love it.
Call in. Get these free tickets before they're all sold out.
Yes, the mellow slide. I can't wait to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful.
We do have a caller in. Caller with the last four digits of 6831. You're on with Connector City. May we have your name?
Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, JV.
How are you?
I'm good. I want them go-go tickets.
Oh, yay! Do you know any of the go-go stars or anybody in the show? Can you name one for us?
I did what? I'm sorry. You going in and out.
Who's going to be in the Giz? You got to give us one person that's going to be in the Giz. Doesn't matter what they're doing in.
We kind of gave you the answer already.
Yeah, we gave you the answer already.
Did you? Somebody like you or somebody?
Yeah. Who's singing doing the bop?
She said it.
Ain't that EU or somebody?
Yeah. What's his name?
I know the answer. I just looked it up on Facebook. I know the answer. Can I win?
No, you are not. Oh. You're not even from here.
Yes.
This Linda Lane is not in Texas.
Oh, wow.
I heard her say Sugar Bear. She won the ticket.
Sugar Bear.
Yes.
No, she did not say Sugar Bear. You gave her. That's not fair.
She said Sugar Bear. I heard her. We're
going
to call her.
Your phone going in and out.
I heard her.
Okay. We heard you. We heard you.
Yay. Thank you, sweetie.
So Timothy wants to know if he can come with you to the give.
We have to talk about that, Timothy.
Okay.
I don't mind talking.
Linda, let us ask you a question. Linda, have you been listening to what we've been discussing?
Yes, I've been listening and commenting.
What are your thoughts?
It's a dual DNA, so, you know, it's another whole league. So you want to do that, you need to start another whole league.
Oh, okay.
That's how
I feel. Exactly, yeah. So you feel like me. Yeah.
Yeah, because they shouldn't be able to just come in and take over if a kid is a female, a little girl is excelling, and then you got this kid coming in that was a boy, but now he's a girl, and he got all of these sports things going on already in him. He's going to beat her out on it. So, yeah, should be another league.
Yes. My question is, do you feel like, and this is Millie's moment, my question to you is the transgender population grown so much in that they can be, quote unquote, in a league of their own, which is one of the funniest movies ever, not the point. but is it grown that much that they can do? You think
I do.
So?
Get so in the medical field, so I see it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, body changing. Okay,
yes.
We won't go into it.
Yes, and so there is a way in the future for them to have their own races.
I think so.
Right?
Do you think they would be upset with that? Because right now they're fighting for a chance just to be in any race that they identify with.
Right.
I say no. Either you go back to being a male.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear everything. Hello.
Do you think you want to say it? Does she think it's fair?
The question was, do you think it's fair? Should they have their own league? And they're already now fighting to be in sports with the gender they identify with. Mostly you were a man and now you're being a woman. That's what we're mostly seeing.
Is it
fair to them? They might have an uphill battle. Are we being discriminatory towards the transgender community?
I don't see it as being discriminatory. I'm sorry. I just don't. It may be an uphill battle, but, you know, I feel like it's going to have to get separated at some point, I think.
But they're already fighting an uphill battle at this point, even changing. That doesn't look like a easy surgery. They go through a lot. So now
they do.
Go through something else and being separated even more. Will that cause, I guess we have to have another show, JD, will that cause more depression, more suicide in the younger community because they are being now singled out? I think it's unfair also.
That's
but
a
I'm
good
still
point.
Trying to play devil's advocate. Yeah, still trying to play devil's advocate. Mr. Farley, what are your thoughts on what I just said?
Are you still talking to me?
Okay. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Can you repeat that? Because it was in and out.
Yeah.
Which part shall I repeat?
Oh, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, so the question is, so it's already an uphill battle for the transgender community. I can't even imagine. Okay.
Okay.
Now, my question is, They already feel left out in place. They already fight uphill battles already. My question is, will we see, if we separate them in sports and have a whole different community, will you see more suicide? Will you see more depression in young people? Because now they're being annihilated, is not the word, alienated, my apologies, from what this is about.
Well, actually, I actually agree with JV. It should be a whole nother, I guess, sports section or whatever the case may be. As far as the suicide thing, I don't think so. I think that's just more of a mental thing, whatever you're going through, because whenever you go through whatever changes, that just happens. But if they want to use sports as their scapegoat to say, oh, because I'm a man turned into a woman and they won't let me to compete, then I'm going to commit suicide. I think that's more of their mental agenda than anything else. I don't think it has anything to do with them not necessarily competing in whatever league gender they want to compete in.
And, you know, usually, and this is the first time this will ever happen on this show with you and I completely disagree with you. When a person is thinking about suicide and or depression, it's not an agenda. That's number one. Number two, they already, what I say was, here's my thoughts. If I want to change my whole body makeup, which I do not, I promise, to be a man, there's surgeries, pills, medicine, if I feel like I'm in the wrong body. So that's already an uphill battle, which probably leads to depression and suicide also. But then I finally get there. And now I can't compete. So there's another uphill battle because there's no transgender race. There's no other box. There's nothing. Now I've got through all of that. God knows how long it takes. And now you're saying I can't compete in sports. I'm playing devil's advocate. That would just spin. It only takes a small thing to go back into depression, I promise. Or suicide. If it's in your mind, I won't say it never leaves, but I would just say it's a difficult uphill battle. I do believe that we would see they're fighting, that we would see more suicides and depression.
The reason why I said they'll use that as their agenda is because that portion of that suicidal thought is already there. It's just one thing that will actually push them over the edge. So you can't just say, oh, because they can't compete, oh, that's what did it. That thought process was already there. I mean, generally, people don't just wake up and say, oh, well, I'm going to just kill myself today just because. It has to be something that led up to that. So them, I mean, just alone, the fact of alone that they're changing from one gender to another is traumatic within itself to some folks. So to say, oh, well, now all of a sudden I can't compete. Oh, I'm just going to go ahead and commit suicide. That because they already had tired. That thought process.
Right, but they could be tired. JV, we need to move on. It's just so daunting. We need to move on to the next portion of the show to keep in with the format. JV?
I can probably save mine for JV's thoughts at the end. Is that what this is now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because
I just want to say this, that the way I feel about this whole subject is someone is not going to be fair to any way you look at it.
Yes.
If you side transgender, then it's not fair to the young ladies because this is just one transgender. What happens when four, five, or six transgender come and compete? So that's really going to knock a lot of the women out of it. So I think, you know, it's not fair to the women that are competing against them. And so for that reason, I say it needs to be another race. And it's only so that it can be fair to everybody. You know what I mean?
Well, JV. Look, guys, we're going to go to a break, and then back from the break, we'll be giving away two tickets to the Summer Soul Funk Festival. Guys, hold on tight. You're on with Connect the City.
Yeah. Miss Soy said, how you wanna curve? Miss Soy said, how you wanna curve? Miss Soy said, how you wanna curve? What's up, what's up? LP said, how you wanna curve? LP said, how you wanna curve? LP said, how you wanna curve? What's up, what's up? No philosophy, how you wanna curve? No philosophy, how you wanna curve? What's up, what's up? No pizza, how you wanna curve? No pizza, how you wanna curve? No pizza, how you wanna curve? What's up, what's up? What's that? How you wanna curve? What's up? What's up? Hold up. Unruly. Can I get the breakdown? Uh-oh.
What would you do?
What would I do?
Well, how would y'all do it though? Did he have a penis?
Yeah. If I'm not going to identify that at that time.
Where's your penis?
But let me just say this.
I just said it's a man. It was a woman. It's gone through everything. It's got the ding ding, and it's a man.
Oh, but it was
and
a woman.
And after y'all, it was a woman. So after I do the wild thing the first time, and they come and tell you, I forgot to tell you, that I was a woman, and I want to meet my family, and I got two kids. I'm their mother.
Wow. Guess what? Let's talk about that on another show.
Yeah, because guess what? They wouldn't be in my life anymore. Just guess that.
Oh, are you being discriminatory, JV?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about transgender in sports, guys. Is it fair? Is your next question sports-related for transgender, sir?
I need to see
you. No, I just want to know if I won the tickets with Miss JVV going to that show, whatever that is y'all doing.
Would Miss JVV be there?
Yes.
Will you be there, ma'am?
Yes, I'll be there. And guess what? Guess what?
What?
Guess who's not going to be there? You stalking me, sir?
I said so. You got to stalk her that raised sheep and give them hormone sheep therapy.
Sir, you will not be there, sir. You cannot win the ticket.
Oh.
Okay. So we got that clear.
Oh. Okay. All right, so we've got a lot of hashtag I can and hashtag I can't comments. We're going to give you one just came right across our desk. If you like this. I'm ready to go. If you like this subject, it's hashtag I can. If you don't like it, hashtag I can't. It's this whole big thing with Omarosa. And now they're saying that Trump called her a dog. Hashtag I can.
I can't.
What?
So now we black people are dogs, among others.
Well, he called just her a dog. Is she black? I'm not sure. Like Condoleezza Rice. Oh, Lord, sorry.
Oops. Yeah.
Oh, so, I'm going to get pinned for that. Hashtag
so,
I can't.
So she's been called everything under the sun.
And a nigga.
And a dog.
And a nigga. All right. So, guys.
Dog, so maybe
oh, Jesus bad. Christ. I didn't say it, Lord. I didn't. So we were talking about hashtag I can and hashtag I can't topics. Transgenders in sports. Is it fair? Hashtag I can't. It's very controversial. I don't even know.
What is wrong with y'all, President? Can somebody give him a psychological?
I tried to get off that president.
He needs to be psychologically examined. I think he's a little.
Well, JV, what about the Unite to Right? Is it Unite to Right rally that was a hashtag I can't. What'd you think about that rally?
Yeah, what about it? Oh, what geez. Is there to think?
I heard it was over before it started. Did
yeah.
anybody go? Mr. Farley, did you go? Is Glenda and anybody go?
Rain them out, thank God.
I did not go, but I did follow it, and it turned out to be a joke because I guess the only thing I was upset about was the fact that Metro said in the beginning that they were going to have private cars, and then they turned
yes,
back
they
on that. Then come to find out, they actually gave them a whole station to meet at. With a whole set of cars.
They gave them a whole station. I didn't read that part
because they were hoping
well, they
would find
all,
out about it.
Right. They all met at the Vienna station.
Oh,
that's correct. That's only part of it. They met there, but they didn't actually give them a whole station because what was supposed to happen, according to what I read, it's probably
mm-hmm.
hundreds and hundreds of them, and only like two dozen showed up. They all fit on one car.
Correct.
I think had all the masses showed up, I don't think that would happen.
The thing behind that was Metro announced that they were going to be doing track work, and these were some of the stations that are going to be closed, and Vienna was one of them.
They tried to do some trickery.
Oh.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't think we've got to get out of here, guys. We've got to pay our sponsors. But I think our conclusion, JV, and please correct me if I'm wrong, we have solutions. We still haven't got the solution on white cops killing black kids, but I digress. There's no solution on the transgender in sports because we've made some suggestions, but it's already an uphill battle already. I think that they would find it extremely offensive and extremely discriminatory if there was another one on the Census Bureau that says others. Oh, my God. And then, two, if there's just a transgender sports league. They're not disabled. So, you know, we have the Special Olympics. They're disabled. Gotcha. They're in wheelchairs. But they're not disabled. They just changed in and became stronger and better.
Yeah,
so,
you created a women's league because women compete with the men.
Well, true. You know what, JV? All right. Will you
it's
go
like
ahead and start
women's
that?
Basketball.
Right, the WNBA.
Women's basketball. But they started it because
okay.
women wanted to compete, and they could not compete with the men on their level.
Well, that is Connect the City's final thoughts, brought to you by JV Jones.
Yeah.
Love it, JV Jones. Who are our sponsors for tonight? We're getting out here. I'm exhausted.
Well, our sponsor for tonight is the 2018 Summer Soul Funk Festival. Get your tickets because obviously you don't want them free. So go ahead and buy them at 2018ssff.eventbrite.com. Get them now. You can get into the VIP lounge, get to see Zap, Heatwave, Slade, Cameo, Charlie Singleton, T-Funk Connection, Phil French, Amith Omega, and the list goes on. Yours truly will be there making sure that all of them show up.
I love that, Real JV Jones. We're very excited about this festival. We are being sponsored by the 2018 Summer Soul Funk Festival. I love it. I can't wait to see everybody. I think everybody's just going to rock the house. Big shout out to Miss Omega. We love you on Connect the City. You're doing
yes.
great things. You just did a whole video in
love
his
it.
Apartment. Didn't you love that?
Love it.
Love it, love it, love,
love
it. Also, are we being sponsored by your favorite company in the whole world?
DC, the best place to go for your entertainment and events. That's DCNITELIFE.com for all your entertainment needs.
That is very sexy, JV. You should start doing commercials at night. We
it's
are all here.
911.
Guys, we are out of here. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys were very valuable to this conversation. We love your views. We love your opinions. Check out Connect the City on Facebook for our next show, for our next hard-hitting topic, guys. And we are out of here. Thank
out
you.
Here.
Turn jump up to this. Non-stop turn and twist. Out of his mercy. Watch the gentleman ground. Here, Bunchy Mantanella. Me all a walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Tap on your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, me have the thing where you are waiting. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, how will you get it from. Tap on your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, why? Cause we would be more than dead to take and lead to the promised land. We crazy food diamond, all you got to do is be true, so let the rest. Satisfying your emotion. At a body breath, instantly she was. She no old and tough, and she no got no rust. She's too damn precious, like she never get a cut. Once on the expand, I got to all and pull up. Giddy up me, I forget you is a mouse. Think I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body can tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, me everything. But no man at all, you no look for them way. You no good enough to get some matter. What I can say, put on your clothes like a display. Man, I swear and I see about night and day. Would you be my honey and the woman they lay? We can't just smile on our face and say, so what a man for do the work, not want to play. I'm a retired man, she says she won't want to stay. I'm would you wanna walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Not find your entrance, bam, 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 bam. Girl, let me in, me got this thing where you are weird from. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, how will you get it from. Not find your entrance, bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in, why? I sing, oh man, I want to settle down. Really start to plan, so all you look, I come to one conclusion. What? You're supposed to know the work, supposed to pull a action. Music are playing, your ways are in pain. Don't stop sticking, just like a time bomb. I do every man wants like.
Are you ready for the hottest event of the summer? Don't miss the Summer Soul Funk Festival. That's right. It's going down on Saturday, August 25th, and tickets are available right now. Don't miss Zap, Heatwave, Slave, P-Funk Connection, Cameos, Charlie Singleton, and more. Your girl Asia will be there, too. Don't miss it. The hottest acts on the planet, the hottest DJs on the planet. It's going down at the Summer Soul Funk Festival. Tickets are selling out fast, so join us at the Regency Furniture Stadium at 11765 St. Linus Drive in Waldorf, Maryland. Saturday, August 25th. Get your tickets right now by logging on to 2018SSFFEventbrite.com. Again, that's 2018SSFF.eventbrite.com. Or call 202-270-8434 for more details. Don't miss the best event of the summer. It's the 2018 Summer Soul Funk Festival, August 25th. Don't miss it.